Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
How do we, as human beings, think about reputation? And does reputation even matter anymore if anyone can try to tear your reputation down? Should we be focused on having a good reputation?
You should be more focused on deserving a good reputation.
What does that mean?
Don't do things you know to be wrong. Don't lie. Don't be careless. See, I'm fortunate, I suppose. I put all my lectures online. So a non-biased sample of everything that I've ever said to students is available. Well, it hasn't come back to bite me, and that's hundreds of hours. Why? Well, because I've been fortunate enough not to have said anything fatal. Maybe that's because I'm careful with my words. I don't want to attribute too much virtue to myself in relationship to that. I know that good fortune plays an immense role in how things turn out for people and that you can get unlucky. You know, one rule I didn't write down is act so that you can speak of what you do. So there's two domains of lying, right? So one lie is a statement, the other lie is an action. You know it's wrong. You do it anyway. It looks to me like that's becoming riskier and riskier.
Right. People aren't doing that anymore because they're getting caught.
Yes, and the consequences are dire. Well, but then you think about this. One of the things that Carl Jung taught me again was that, you know, as we become more technologically powerful, the quality of our individual morality becomes an increasingly pressing social concern because if each of us are far more powerful than we once were, for good and for evil. And so with this technological prowess, comes an associated ethical demand. And I don't see a flaw in that argument. I don't see how that can be anything other than true. If technology multiplies your power, then it multiplies the cataclysmic consequences of your own immorality.
Right. And if you did one thing 10 years ago and someone finds it, it could haunt you.
There's no doubt about that. Not only could it, it will. You know, and that's a problem too, because of course people do make mistakes. I'm perfectly pleased that my teenage years aren't stored on YouTube, for example. Well, it must be terrifying to be a teenager now, yeah. Knowing that your drunken foolishness at a party could become the next viral YouTube video. Yeah. Well, it's normative behavior. I mean, if you look at adolescents, imagine there are adolescents who break rules all the time, including legal rules. Okay, well, they tend to become criminal. It's too much. But then at the opposite end of the distribution are adolescents who don't break any rules, and they tend to develop internalizing disorders, depression, anxiety disorders, that sort of thing. So they're too constrained. So there is a certain amount of exploration of rule breaking that's a normative part of healthy development. But now, you know, you could take a chunk of that, a video of it, a record of it, and it's permanent. Can you imagine not being able to forget your past?
Not even you forgetting it, but the world knowing your past, seeing it or witnessing it.
Yes, and sort of unexpectedly and at any moment.
What's your greatest fear with the fame and the acknowledgement that you have at the level of you have it?
You know, that I'll betray the people that I've been speaking to with, you know, that I'll be insufficient to the challenge in some manner, ethically particularly. But more than that, even just physiologically, let's say. So that's definitely it.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.